This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12 o'clock. We're going to check in with Kevin Knox Sr. in about 3 or 4 minutes. Somebody with a great suggestion. Frank, whoever the president of Fox Sports Midwest in St. Louis has to be on the list. That is so good. That's Jack Donovan, who's done an unbelievable job. It's appointment television every night with the Cardinals, almost appointment television every night with the Blues. They do a terrific job. Their broadcasters are outstanding. The production level is really good. Jack Donovan is a television genius. That is really, really a good suggestion. Do want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, the Bomarito Automotive Family. If you're looking for a car, here's the deal. You email me, fcusimano@ksdk.com. fcusimano@ksdk.com. You tell me what type of car you're looking at. I will hook you up with a salesman within 48 hours. You'll go out there. You'll have a really good buying experience. And if you buy the car, we send you a Kimal's gift certificate. How can you beat it? Great car, great price, and great food. The Bomarito Automotive Family. Let's see, Brian, let's read a few of these. That breaking ball that Rosenthal threw for a strikeout was absolutely filthy. Left Rondon just shaking his head, the hipster of Tower Grove South. That was scary, especially after the 100-mile-an-hour pitches he had thrown earlier in the inning. That was nice.
Kitty Radcliffe for low ball offer cost St. Louis the NFL and any major indoor sports events for the foreseeable future, all for conventions the locals don't care about. Ward Cleaver.
Do we really think that if Kitty Radcliffe would have made a more generous offer to Stan Kroenke that the Rams would be here? No. She's doing a great job. She's doing a fine job. Is trying to get as many conventions here as possible. Stan Kroenke is the devil. I'm not blaming Kitty for anything. All right, what else?
Frank, the truth is, for the most part, men are as faithful as their opportunities. If you're wealthy and have a lot of women that may want you, we are in trouble. Two words from Courtney D. Patricia Heaton.
That would be a tough one to be around the office and not do something inappropriate, but I think I would try to show restraint. Let's see. Okay, Frank, you want Illinois fans to back off on Tillman, but you still won't publicly state the fact that after Underwood and Walker met with Tillman, he recommitted. Yesterday, you smirked at the fact that there was back channel contact from Mizzou, Mark and Brentwood. Look, when Underwood and Jamal Walker went to visit with him, the report, I think it was a Saturday, the report was, hey, or maybe it was a Friday, the visit went well and that Jeremiah, and I think Jeremiah even took a picture, I've recommitted. He changed his mind. I mean, 18-year-old kids are allowed to change their minds. And I'm not going to blame them. Look, it would have been ideal for him to remain true to his commitment at Illinois. But a kid changes his mind. It's not like he did anything immoral. It's not like he broke the law. Kids can change their mind. They have a different coach there. He thought about it. Maybe he studied Underwood's offense a little bit more, and he just decided, you know what? That's not what I want. So,
I'm of the mind that commit should be immediately rescinded once the coach gets fired.
Yeah, without even need any
right.
Yeah, without any paperwork for the NCAA.
Yeah, because the way it is now, the teams aren't obligated to even let the guys out of the letters, even though they almost always do.
I can't think of an instance where it didn't happen.
Right, and so maybe that isn't really a problem, but just the idea that one day a team could be like, no, we want to keep him. I mean, that team would just get railed so hard in the media and in future recruiting. I can't imagine it happening, but I agree with you. It should just be an automatic thing.
How about these stupid rules in place, too? That if you want to, you know, move to your own conference, like at Duquesne, Mike Lewis, I think who's ended up staying there now, but I asked SLU right away if they would be interested in bringing Mike Lewis back. You know, you lose a year of eligibility if you transfer within the conference?
For transferring, yeah.
Yeah. That's,
and in some cases, I know that teams can block you from transferring to anywhere within the conference or, like, teams on your schedule for the next two seasons or something like that. I don't know. The transfer rules have to be there so that guys just don't go flying around all the time willy-nilly, and I get that. But yeah, sometimes in that kind of case, it's just kind of
if the
strange.
Coach leaves or gets
yeah,
fired,
I agree.
All the rules change.
Because I agree.
I promise you, Mike Lewis didn't choose Duquesne because he thought they had a great English department.
A beautiful campus, I'm
sure. Exactly. Absolutely. All right. One of the hottest topics in our region, without question, is the Missouri basketball recruiting situation. You heard the news today. Jeremiah Tillman got his release from the University of Illinois. Would not be surprised to see him commit and sign on the dotted line with the University of Missouri very shortly. But there's also one spectacular player out there. His name is Kevin Knox Jr. His father, Kevin Knox Sr., a spectacular athlete in his own right, joins us now. Mr. Knox, good to be with you. Thanks for being a part of the program. How are you today, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well, doing well. Good to be with you.
Well, give us an idea now of your conversation with your son after he returned from his trip to Columbia, Missouri.
Well, I have to tell you this, since I was on the trip with him, you mean the conversation we had maybe at the airport?
Oh, I didn't realize you actually made the trip with him. What were your impressions of the University of Missouri, I should say?
Yeah, on all those NCAA trips, you know, they basically want the parents to attend if possible. So my wife and I, we were able to go, and man, what a beautiful campus. Just did not know that you know, it was a spectacular campus. I couldn't, the academic center, the student center, it was really, really good. We had a great time. I thought Conzo did a good job of basically selling the program, selling what he does, how he coaches. We walked away very impressed.
What about the outpouring of affection by fraternities and students on campus for your son?
Yeah, as we're on the golf carts, we're driving around campus, and they really, really opened up the doors and just showed the love for Kevin Knox. And oh, by the way, he's not a junior. He's the second, as I am the first. But so we don't really call him junior. It's just little Kevin. They just was everywhere we went, you know, him and Mike Porter, they were just taking pictures. They really showed the love for those two.
So, Kevin Knox, who makes the decision here? Mom, dad, or Kevin Knox the second?
Obviously, you know, Kevin, little Kevin is always going to make that decision. I said a long time ago that if when I came out of high school, I was recruited, you know, Florida State, Miami, Alabama, Auburn, Georgia. If my parents would have made me go to Miami or LSU, then I never would have met my wife and we never would have had little Kevin. So I'm not going to force little Kevin to go anywhere. He's going to make his decision. And as I tell Coach Krzyzewski, as I told Coach Conzo Martin, Roy Williams, Little Hamilton, I'm not going to make that decision. You have to do your job. You have to recruit and make Kevin feel comfortable.
When do you think he's going to come to a decision? Everybody here in St. Louis extremely excited about it. But when do you think he'll make his mind up?
He will do it sometime April, probably the 28th through May the 2nd. Yep, sometime in that time frame. He actually goes on spring break come this Friday, so he'll be out of school. We'll continue to do some sessions. What we do is we hold two sessions every single week, and we debate and about each college, pros, cons. We go through our criteria, and so we had one last night, and we'll finish up probably sometime the 26th, and he'll make his decision then.
So who's in these sessions, and are you like playing like devil's advocate for a particular school, or what are you doing?
Well, in those sessions, you know, every time we went on a visit, we had a set of criteria that we were looking at. Basically, it was the head coach, coaching staff, offense, defense, transition, teammates, living accommodations. And so we put all of that basically in a pot. We stir it up and we talk about it. And I'm not necessarily playing advocate, but I'm basically just opening for discussion to my son to open up his mind. At the end of the day, he's 17 years old, and he's never been through this process as I have. So I really just been kind of that advisor consultant to him.
Well, you know, just to play devil's advocate, you're involved with some heavy-duty schools like North Carolina and Duke. If he chooses Missouri, why would he choose Missouri?
I think at this point in time, it's no secret. You know, Missouri has come late in the game. You know, we've been recruited by the majority of the country, you know, for the last 2 years. And then, you know, for us to whittle it down to the top four schools, we would choose Missouri because, obviously, Michael Porter, he's a big influence. And I told that to Konzo Martin, you know, let's not hold any secrets. Let's not, you know, have the elephant walking around the room and we not see it. You know, if it wasn't for Michael Porter reaching out, then, you know, we probably wouldn't be in this situation. Now, as a byproduct of Michael Porter reaching out, I've gotten to know a very good coach. You know, we talked briefly at Cal, and he offered Kevin a scholarship there. But when we decided not to go that far to the West Coast, then obviously those talks deceased. But you know, Konzo Martin's a good coach. I like some of the philosophies that he's talked about so far. But really, let's just face it, the foundation of this would be Michael Porter. Having that opportunity for those two individuals to play together, it could be really, really special in the state of Missouri as well as the country.
And I imagine, you know, as a father and a good father like yourself who really cares about your son's future, handing him off to a man like Konzo Martin for a year or 2 years seems like a pretty safe thing to do.
Absolutely. I mean, a God-fearing person. We got an opportunity to chop it up, had some great communication and dialogue, not just about basketball, but about life, about the things that's going on in the world. And to be honest with you, he definitely aligned and he is congruent with my thought process on how things and how the world moves and operates. So that's always good because as a father, you want to make sure that you're handing your son off to a man that is of the same thought process. When my parents, when they did that with Bobby Bowden at Florida State, they were very comfortable in walking away and saying, you have my son. And it worked out great.
You know, you look at these mock drafts for 2018, he's already a top 10, top five pick. Is it too early to say that this is a one and done situation, or how do you view that, Mr. Knox?
You know, that's you always got to work. You got to keep working. If that opportunity afforded itself to the Knox family, obviously we would pray about it. We would, you know, get into our close circle. I always told Kevin, you know, you got to maintain your circle as tight like a period. And so we would get into that period, that close circle, and talk about it. But to have that type of opportunity at such a young age, you know, if that came across, yes, he would be a one and done. You know, one of his dreams, one of his goals is to be an NBA basketball player. We would not hold that dream away from him if that opportunity came.
How about just the conversations, because you're in that gathering in Columbia, just between Kevin and Michael talking about how special it could be on a fast break. You know, maybe they got a point guard in the middle and they got Kevin on one side, Michael on the other. I mean, were they kind of talking about envisioning what it would be actually like them on the court running the floor in that NBA pro style offense that Konzo is going to go to?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's what that is what pricks the interest of everyone is to have such a, you know, Michael Porter being 6'10", explosive, good shooter, a high IQ, playing with another person who's 6'9", high IQ, explosive, you know, passer. You know, to have those two individuals, you now have to start talking about, you know, possibility, you know, LeBron and Kyrie playing together. The late Oklahoma Thunder, when you had Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant, right now, Golden State with Kevin Durant and Steph Curry playing together. When you start talking about these individuals, back when Boston Celtics, when they had Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett came together to win a championship, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, two Hall of Famers. When you start putting that type of talent on the same floor, and we're not talking about this is what collegiately, we're talking, you just said it yourself, the NBA scouts are saying that these two guys can be special. Well, when you start putting those type of dynamics and tools together, you definitely have something special.
Final couple of thoughts. I think a lot of Missouri fans, and believe me, we have a lot listening right now to this program, are wondering, well, he already made the visits to the other schools. He visited Mizzou. Why does he want to wait so long on this decision? Because April 28th seems a long time, especially for these Missouri fans.
Well, well, when you think about it, you know, one thing that we've always raised our son is that we don't make hasty decisions. You know, this is a decision that is going to be very pivotal in his life. We do believe that Kevin is going to always be very successful wherever he goes, whatever college he chooses. We just want to make sure, you know, that this is the right decision to make. And if you think about it, for all the Missouri fans out there who might have asked that question, think about when you bought your house. You didn't just walk up on the first house and just, you know, flop down your credit and flop down the money and buy it. You know, you have to take a look at the house. You have to go through a process. Same thing when you go and buy a car. You know, you go and buy a car, you thought about the car that you wanted. You know, you did the research on the car that you wanted. We're only doing the research on these colleges. And I think that it's fair to the Missouri fans that we do the research on Missouri. You know, we've been recruited by all those other schools for 2 years. We just got an opportunity to meet the Miss Missouri. So, you know, having said that, we're not really going to go ahead and get married right away. We're going to get to know Missouri first. We're going to develop a relationship, make sure Missouri is a friend. That's what I did with my wife. She's my best friend. We established a relationship. Then I asked her to marry me, and that's what we're going to do in this case.
Good stuff. I know you're a terrific football player, but when is the first time, how old was he the first time when he could beat you in one-on-one?
Oh, you know, we just talked about that. You know, that actually happened last year at an unofficial visit to Florida State. Everywhere we go, we always shoot in the Coliseum. So Florida State, we shot. Duke, we shot in Cameron Indoor. Obviously, we shot at Missouri. So we were at Florida State. We were doing a two-ball match dribble, and he was able to just beat me 10-9. And I haven't had the opportunity to go against him since. So I don't think I think I'm going to go ahead and just keep it to three-point shooting.
Yeah, because, you know, once he beats you, you probably won't make a comeback. I mean, it's not like you're getting better, and I think he's getting a little better, right?
And I tell you this, it's not exactly. I'm not getting any taller either. Whereas, you know, he's 17. He's 6'9". He has an 18 shoe. He just went to 18.5. So his feet are still growing. And so, therefore, he's going to probably still grow as well.
Honored to have you on the program, Mr. Knox. We wish you all the blessings in the world and your final decision. Thank you so much, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right. Mr. Knox, Kevin's father, joining us on the press box. You can see how that kid's a classy kid, by the way his father is. You know? Wow. That's impressive. Okay, let's take a short time out. When we come back, we're going to chat with Rob Raines. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box.